This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Gavels in the State House and Senate are going to get a little bit more of a workout. Yes, the regular session of the legislature is over, but Monday a special session begins to address issues lawmakers failed to get to, chief among them civil unions. Governor John Hickenlooper ordered this extra session in hopes the full House could vote on state recognition of same-sex relationships.
And that we move forward, we move this entire state forward to make sure that, as Martin Luther King said, the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. We want to make sure that that arc continues moving forward.
Well, CPR's Megan Verlee is with us now. She's been at the Capitol for all the twists and turns this week. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Ryan.
So the civil unions bill was on its way to a vote by the full House on Tuesday when it ran out of time. Republicans made it clear they would essentially filibuster it up to a midnight deadline. With a special session, do things just start back up again at that point in the process?
No, as much as I'm sure civil unions advocates really wish they would. Everything lawmakers were doing last session ended the moment they adjourned at midnight Wednesday. So for the special session, they start from scratch. A civil unions bill is going to have to be introduced. It's going to have to go through the process from the beginning, which means its first vote will actually be in a committee, not the floor.
This is presumably a more condensed version of how it happened in the regular session. Now, the state Senate, we know, is not an obstacle. Democrats are in control there. But what was notable, of course, during the regular session is that civil unions passed three committees in the Republican-controlled House, with one Republican each time voting for them. So will we see a replay of that same course on the House side?
Once again, almost certainly no. See, the House Speaker gets to pick which committee the bill goes to and who's sitting on it. So during that first trip through the process with those three committees, he got to find out exactly who in his caucus supports civil unions.
And he does not.
He does not. Speaker Frank McNulty definitely does not. What I'm hearing is you're not going to see any supporters on the committee next week. McNulty met with the press on Thursday, and he described the special session as a reset.
We have a reset on bill titles. People get to set, introduce bills that perhaps weren't introduced during the regular session as long as they fit underneath the call. And is also a reset on where bills are assigned and what committees look like. So all of these things are things that we're working through, and we'll see what happens there.
So would that mean sending it to different committees or changing the makeup of the same committees?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
He can do either, and speculation is rife that he will do one or the other. You know, he doesn't come right out and say he's going to kill civil unions, but I have yet to talk to a supporter of the bill at the Capitol who believes the outcome will be anything other than a pretty swift death.
How swift?
They're likely to introduce the bill in the House Monday morning and kill it in committee Monday night. Special sessions cost a lot of money. These guys all have vacation plans and campaigns they want to focus on. So no one really wants to be there any longer than necessary.
So why call a special session at all? I mean, did Governor Hickenlooper really think civil unions would pass?
Well, that was asked of Governor Hickenlooper at a press conference yesterday, and here's what he said.
Obviously, I can't control the process. And if it gets, you know, shuffled up to committee and dies, I'm sure it'll be back in the mix next year.
So that's the official explanation. I've got to say, another explanation for what's going on here is that it's a game of chicken, basically. Hickenlooper told Frank McNulty on Tuesday night that he might call a special session if civil unions didn't get a House floor vote. Now he's making good on that threat. And there is a third consideration, which is that this is politics as much as it is policy. The prevailing wisdom is that the more Democrats can highlight Republican opposition to civil unions and Republican obstruction in preventing the bill from passing when it has the votes, the better Democrats do in November. That's for two reasons. There's a recent poll saying a large majority of Coloradans support civil unions. And it's also because, as Tim Hoover from the Denver Post so amusingly put it when we were on Rocky Mountain PBS recently, hell hath no fury like Tim Gill's checkbook.
Tim Gill, this is a major Democratic donor in Colorado, a gay rights advocate. Now, we've been talking about civil unions here, but that isn't the only topic on the special session agenda. I noticed even on a press release from the governor's office that civil unions is the third item down. They're looking at a number of other issues for this as well.
Yeah, these are all bills that died during the civil union standoff Tuesday night. There's some big bipartisan ones on that list, a bill that funds $28 million in water projects that people would really like to see get on out there in the field, one that would lower unemployment insurance premiums for companies. That's pretty popular. And there's an interesting bill that would create a new corporate structure called benefit corporations that would let people start for-profit companies and prioritize doing social good over maximizing shareholder profit. It's an idea that's gaining steam in some states, sort of an interesting late idea during this session. And also in a somewhat surprising move for the governor, the list of bills for the special session includes the relatively contentious bill that would create a driving while stoned limit for THC. That's the active ingredient in marijuana. A lot of marijuana activists breathed a sigh of relief when that died on the calendar earlier this week, and now it's back.
And just to be clear, it's the governor who sets the agenda for the special session.
Indeed, a special session can't just be about anything. It has to have a topic. The way Hickenlooper has formulated this to get a bunch of very disparate bills in it is that the topic is, and let me quote from the governor's press release here, "We are limiting the agenda for the special session to the subject matters of legislation that died on the Colorado House calendar on May 8th, 2012, for lack of full debate and vote on second reading, clearly had bipartisan support in the legislature, and advance good government and economic development, public safety, or other important policy objectives."
You know what I like about that title?
What?
How short it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very succinct.
What we heard from Frank McNulty was the idea of new bills in the special session.
Yes. You know, I'm not an expert on special sessions, but it definitely sounds like he's suggesting that as long as a bill relates to the topics of the bills that were killed and are now the agenda for the special session, you could see a bill with the same topic, but a very different focus.
So in a special session dealing with civil unions, could you see legislation banning civil unions?
I think that's a very good question.
Whose answer will remain a mystery until next week.
More speculation than I can go into.
Megan, thank you so much.
Always fun, Ryan.
Megan Verlee is Colorado Public Radio's reporter at the state capitol, which is where she'll be Monday for this special session.